Okay, so the Mishnah says, "Ein mazkirin malchus zichronos v'shofar shel puranos maschal b'torah mashlam b'navi." Rabbi Yosi Omer mihishlim b'torah yatsa. Sounds like it's b'di eved. So the Gemara says the following: Malchios kigon chayani nu Hashem lokim. This would be a malchios de puranos. Imlo biyada chazaka b'zero netuya. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Uvechema shvucha emlocha lechem. So chema shvucha, right? Overflowing wrath, right? That's clearly malchios de puranos. Yavgal der Rav Nachman ki hayritcha lirsach kutcha brichu alon. So the fascinating idea that Rav Nachman is saying is like we would settle for this rischa from kutcha brichu. Why? Who can explain the Gemara? What does he mean when he says, you know, ki hai rischa lirtav kutcha brichu alon? Let him get this angry at us, at least redeem us, right, from poor Khan. V'lifrikunan kevin de rischa amar itkure rischa b'rash hashana b'rash hashasa lo mad karinan. So what's the... What was the Havamina? Like, we're obviously debating the nature of Rosh Hashanah here, right? And the question is, what's the nature of Malchios and Rosh Hashanah? So, Rav Nachman seems to have a good point. He says, look, you know, at the end of the day, what Yechezkel is saying is, I'll be the Melech either way. Chayani nu Hashem Elokim, im lo v'yad chazakav. That's what it takes. If it's rona to you, v'chem ashuchem lo chalechem. Sof kol sof, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be, you know, molech over us. Why is that so bad? So I think it's a debate about the nature of Rosh Hashanah, but anyone who want to spell it out? What's the problem with this? In the end of the day, emlo chaleichem. So Ilan, take us through the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi say which is unique about our relationship with Malchios and Rosh Hashanah? In other words, instead of Erev Rosh Hashanah being a tainis, which, you know, according to many Gaonim, you know, you would even spend Rosh Hashanah. Go ahead. Right, so Misatim Levanim and Lovshim Levanim, and as opposed to the natural course of the Olam is, you know, to be Lovesh Shchorim and, you know, Yoshev B'tainis, Yodin Shekarish Baruch Hu Matzilo Sanu Bedin. So the problem, it seems here, with the Malchios de Puranos is that we don't want it to be through Rizcha, right? Rizcha Lirtach Chut Shebrichu Alon V'Lifrikunan. In the end of the day, the Totsah might be the same, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Molech Aleinu, but that's not the kind of Malchios that we're hoping for in Rosh Hashanah. Well, one of the psukim of Malchios, you know, which is, you know, extremely telling, right, Hashem el kavimo usiruas melech bo. Right, sorry, y'all, we were learning that pasuk together, right? So what does it mean, usiruas melech bo? The reyos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're describing the chiba and the reyos. So everybody follow? This is extremely important. This gets back to the nature of Malchios and Rosh Hashanah. And then you have to learn to be mdaik each and every line in the Gemara. Okay, so I think this is a particularly important line. Next line of Gemara, Zikaron, and this is Zichron de Puranos, Kigon, Vayizkar Kivasar Hema, right, this is a pasuk in Tehillim, Ruach Holech Velo Yashav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're just Basar Vadam, Vayizkar Kivasar Hema. It's almost like saying, you know, this is not the kind of zichronos that we want in Rosh Hashanah, even though in the end of the day, this pasuk is saying that Hashem should be merachim on us because we're so pathetic. You know, that's not the kind of zikaron that we want on Rosh Hashanah. What's the ultimate zikaron of Rosh Hashanah? Amarivo, tikul lefana b'shofar shel ayel, kedei she'eskar lachem, akedes Yitzchak ben Avram. Right, it's an indication of our willingness to sacrifice, of our mesiras nefesh for Kadosh Baruch Hu. What about shofaros kigon? This is the pasuk In Hosea, Tiku Shofar Begiva Chatzutra Barama Hariu Beis Oven Acharecha Bin Yamin. Okay, Aval Imbam Lomar Malchus Zikaron Veshofar Shal Peran Shal Abdiko Chavim Omer Malchus Gigon Hashem Malach Yirgizu Amim Uchigon Hashem Malach Olam Vaed Abdu Gayim Eretzo Zikaron Gigon Zichar Shal Mitei Adom. Right, Eis Yom Yerushalayim, Aru Aru Ad Hi Yisod Ba, Shofar Gigon, V'Hashem Elokim Ba Shofar Yitaka, V'Halach V'Saros Teiman, Uchziv, Hashem Tzivakos, Yagein Alayhim. So, you need a special mat here in the Gemara to talk about Puranios de Akum. Who can explain that? Why is that not obvious either? You might say that Puranios de Akum also, we're not going to be so quick to mention on Rosh Hashanah, because I mean, if it's Obed Kochavim Mazalos, we understand, because that is literally a pagam in Malchus Shamayim. But, go ahead, Ilan, say your hand. Exactly, right? And Zayom Tchilas Masach, Zikaron Yom Rishon. It's a universal day, right? Kol Boy Olam over in the fun of Kivnei Maron. Right? And we want the din, to be, it's like the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Tshuva, to be Machriyas Kol Olam Kulo, the Tzad Tzchus, Tzadik Yisod Olam, that we should imagine that not only are we Mechza Mechza, and our families Mechza Mechza, our communities Mechza Mechza, Medina Mechza Mechza, Olam Kolam Kulo Mechza Mechza. So the idea of Maskir in any Puranas on Rosh Hashanah, is not so obvious. The whole minhag of Mea Kolos, right, is as we'll get to at the very end of the Masechta, right, the Aim Sisra, and the fact that, her tears also matter on Rosh Hashanah. So you need a special matter to be Mazker Puranos, the Ovde Kochavim Mazalos on Rosh Hashanah, which is the most universal of all holidays, right, Zayom Tchilas Masecha Zikaron Yom Rishon, Uvrios Voyi Pakedu, etc. Okay. In Maskirin Zikaron Shal Yachir Afilu Latova Kegon Zachreni Hashem Bertzon Amechel Kegon Zachra Li Elohai Latova. These are the psukim of Nechemia, right? When Nechemia says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember everything that I did for purposes of good. So Pikdonos Arein Kizichronos Kegon VaHashem Pakad Esara, which obviously the Kriya Satora Kegon Pakol Pakati Eschem VeEs HaAsoy Lachem BeMitzrayim Diri Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einan Kizichronos. Interesting. The Ramban explains, in the Chumash HaPekudim, that the idea of, Pekudim in general, it's the very beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, so we just had it, is Zikaron V'Hashgach Al Davar. Does sound very similar. The Rabbi Yosi Ninami, the Bikdonos, Arayin Kizekronos, Hashem Bakar Esara, Pikadon D'Yachid Hil. So the Gemara says, Kevan D'Asu Rabin Minah, Kerabin Dami. So that gives us a major insight into the Gemara, that we're looking for Pikdonos Zechronos, Haikid Islay, whether or not you permit it, Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Yehuda, of Rabim. We're looking for Zechuyos of the Rabim. So Vashem Pakadis Sarah, she was, the first of the Imahos, so it's a little bit of a different story. Okay, so Se'ushar and Roshei Chaminasu Pesche Olam V'yavo Melech HaKavod, Miza Melech HaKavod, Hashem Izuz V'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Melchama, period. Seusharin Roshecham Usufischei Olam V'yavo Melech HaKavod Mi Huze Melech HaKavod Hashem Tzvakos Melech HaKavod Tzela. So that's sentence two. Sentence one, Seusharin Roshecham Rishona Shtayim. So there are two mentions of Malchios in that pasuk. V'yavo Melech HaKavod Mi Ze Melech HaKavod. Okay, that's Rishona was two mentions of Malchios. Shania had Shalosh, because it had the additional Mi Huze Melech HaKavod. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rishona Achas, Shnia Shtayim. So Rabbi Yehuda looks at it a little bit differently. He says, Susharim Rishaychem Nasu Chisrei Olam Yabo Melech HaKavod. Right? And then he doesn't count Mizem Melech HaKavod in the second one. Meaning, Mizem Melech HaKavod Hashem Mizuz V'Gibor, that doesn't count. Mizem Melech HaKavod is not a mention of Malchios. Susharim Rishaychem Usuv Yisrei Olam Yabo Melech HaKavod, that's one. Mizem Melech HaKavod does not count. Hashem Tzvakos Humel Chavod Tzelos too. So in other words, the principle of Rabbi Yehuda is it can't be inquisitive, it has to be declarative, grammatically. Okay, Zamru Lokim Zameru, Zamru Lomalkenu Zameru, Ki Malach Kol Ha'aretz Elokim, right, this comes from Mizmor Yudzayin, which is on the Netzach Livnei Korach Mizmor, what we say just before Tkiyat Shofar, right? So when we talk about Malkenu, that counts as a form of Malchus according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achas. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Zamru l'malkenu zameru does not count as malchios. Who can explain the lamdus behind this machlokas? Everybody agrees, ki malach kol ha'aretz elokim, that's a malchios. But zamru l'malkenu, maybe not a malchios. Not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? Why doesn't that register as malchios? Eitan.
Because it's exclusive to Am Yisrael.
Exactly. The Imam Lecha Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah is the Imam Lechem Al Kol Al Kol Olam Kulo. And we keep on coming back to this point. You have to, again, you know, Lenatzel, literally every single line in the Gemara, that's the difference between, you know, a good shir and a very, very, very good shir, you know, an excellent shir. You know, you want to be able to put this all together. That's what the Rav did, you know, weaving in these kinds of issues that other people, you know, sort of went through quickly. You know, he's very careful with these things. It's also part of our Masora. Okay, so Vishavin, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Yossi agree, so Vimalach Elokim Al Goyim, Elokim Yashav Al Kisei Kacho, Shi Achas. They all agree that this statement, Elokim Yashav Al Kisei Kacho, is not a, it does not cross the threshold in terms of Malchios. Elokim Yashav Al Kisei Kacho, you might have thought, because you're acknowledging Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence on the Kisei HaKavod, but it's insufficient. It's insufficient. And we should think about that. Why is that the case? You know, it's sort of reminiscent to me, the first parak of Brachos, is the difference between Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat and Melech HaMishpat. Who remembers Rashi in that sugya? What does Rashi say? HaMelech HaMishpat actually means... Ilan, go ahead. Yeah, exactly. The way that the Rishonim explain that is that it's not just that he has an affinity to Tzedakah Mishpat, but that he is practicing, he's adjudicating the world. So it's legitimate, Havamina, to say that referring to God, Yoshev Al Kisei Kacho, was enough, but it doesn't quite cross the threshold. That's very important. Zikaran Shiyesh Batrua, Kigon Shabbasan Zichron Trua, Mikra Kodesh. Omrei mezichronos, if Omrei meshofros, the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi thinks it can go either way. Rabbi Yehuda Omrei, the Omrei le mezichronos bilvad. It goes to the zichronos. Malchus sheishimo truach, going Hashem elokavimo truas melechvo. We just referenced that pasuk. Omrei mamalchios, Omrei meshofros, the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi thought it could be used in a versatile fashion. Rabbi Yehuda Omrei, ena Omrei le mamalchios bilvad. Trua shenima lo klum. If the trua doesn't have a reference to a shofar at all, going yom trua yelachem. Omer Mishofros Divir Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer in a Omra Kol Ikar, it needs to be a Trua that specifically references the Kol Shofar. So, I think a particularly ambitious way of looking at this last section of the Machokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about the Psuke Malchio Zichronos and Shofaros, and again, you know, for some Rishonim, they may rise to the level of Daraisa, even though that doesn't appear to be the simple reading of the Mishnah. And I've offered a middle position to you guys on Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, that it is possible, right, for the Yerushalmi in particular, that Zichron Trua, right, that those psukim are, you know, elevated in that context. We were Medayik here in Rashi, we thought maybe it was Rashi Lashitaso and Parshas Emor, but be that as it may, I'd like to suggest the following. So when you have a pasuk that can go Malchios or... Shofaros here, like Hashem Elokavimo, through us, Melech Bo, we perceive it as a pasuk of Malchios, according to Rabbi Yehuda. When you have a pasuk that has Zichronos and Shofaros, so Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be determined to be Zichronos. I think it says, basically saying that there's a hierarchy of Malchios, Zichronos, and then Shofaros. And I think it's confirmational of our view that we've, you know, articulated on many occasions, then Malchios is the most important theme of the three because it is... Nachi, go ahead. What's unique about Malchios relative to Zichronos and Shofros?
Universal.
Okay, right. So it's the most, it's the broadest in scope. But here I want something qualitative, not quantitative. What's our Shita in Malchios? I mean, we end up paskening this way. That Malchios is integrated with the Eitan? Correct. So Malchios is always going to take priority. Imru lefane Malchios kedeshetam lichuni aleichem. Zichronos kedeshetala zichronechem lefane letova. But why? Why do I want my zikaron to be Ola lefane letova? Why do I care about that, Ilan? You only care about that because he's the Melech. And he's judging us. Ubameh b'shofar. The shofar is the method. The shofar is the vehicle. It's the catalyst. Okay. Excellent. Okay, so mas chil batorah mishalim b'navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mishalim b'tari yatsva. So mishalim d'yavelin l'chatchilo batan. Rabbi Yossi Omer, amashlim b'tari yisam b'shubach. Im amashlim... So where's your fourth? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus. We had that the Yom Shavuos of Levachi Hashem Elokim Eina Od Malchus. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Malchus. Tareis Ladas Ki Hashem Elokim Eina Od Milvado Malchus. The Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus. He doesn't accept any of it. But the bottom line here is that we do accept Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. That is a statement of Malchus. Now this is Meduyak in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The second mitzvah is the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Shene'emar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does the Rambam comment there? The last line in Mitzvah Beis of the Sefer HaMitzvos. Says, Zoha Mitzvah Nikreis Gam Kein, right? Malchus Shamayim, Kabbalos Malchus Shamayim. Now it's interesting, I pointed this out to you guys in the past. The Ramban affiliates the notion of Kabbalos Malchus Shamayim with which mitzvah? Not Yichud Hashem. I have to say, this works out very well for the Rambam. That Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is a pasuk of Malchios. Which mitzvah does the Ramban describe as Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim? I'm going to bring you guys back into yeshiva. It's like you're in summer mode over here. Yeah, Sariel. That guy hasn't taken a break.
Maybe Yediyas Hashem,
I don't know. Very good. I would have accepted Emunah Hashem or Yediyas Hashem, because Ramban uses both languages. Okay, very good. The Rambam uses both languages in different places, right? The Ramban says, right, Lahamin Uleda. Okay. Hover the Neitav Yamtiv Shal Rosh Hashanah. Second time you have that expression, right, in the Mishnah. The Yamtiv Shal Rosh Hashanah. You know, I like that expression, right? Because it's the dialectic of Rosh Hashanah. On the one hand, we just talked about that. Chedvas Hashem hima uschem, ki kadosh hayom ladoneinu. Ichlu mashmanim, ushtu mamtakim, al teatzvu, ve'al tisadlu. Psukim nechem. On the other hand, you know, enon yimei, you know, simcha yisera, yimei tshuva yirava fa'achad. So, over the day, tava yamtif shal Rosh Hashanah, hasheni maskia, uvishasa halil, meaning not on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah can't be a time of halil. Sivrechaim, sivrevesim, psukim lefanav. Right, you may yira tshuva v'fachad. Rambam harishon makis ahalol. So maishna sheni maskia mishum debirov am hadras melech. See, hachi halol nami neima b'sheni mishum debirov am hadras melech. Right, especially because halol is singing to the king. Ela maishna halol debirishon mishum disrizim makdim l'mitzvos. So it's kianami neyavid rishon mishum disrizim makdim l'mitzvos. Am Rabbi Yochanan b'shas gzeres hamalchos shanu. So, a couple of hayaros. One of them is a little bit facetious, but also kind of serious too. What is this whole Berovam Hadras Melech? What does that assume? How does that make any sense? What do you mean Berovam Hadras Melech? Isn't everybody there for Shacharis? Apparently not. Okay, so, you know, the Musaf Kiddush crowd was alive and well. You know, if they knew this Gemara, they would just say, Minagav Hosein and Biyadein, we're here for the Berovam Hadras Melech. Which is nice. Okay, the second idea is Rovam Hadras Melech. You know, there's good reason to apply that to both Shofaros and Halel. Halel specifically, right, you would have thought to apply it, Rovam Hadras Melech, it just doesn't take place in Rosh Hashanah, but You know, you're singing to the king. So for that's, you know, for sure. Shofaros berovam hadras melech, because a shofar is a tool to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, bim shoch hayovel hemayalu vahar. Right, kol shofar holech v'chazek ma'od elokim yedaber, Moshe yedaber v'elokim yanenu b'kol. You know, is part of what we talked about. That's one of the images of Malchios. So this idea of Bishas Diras HaMalchus, the Yerushalmi tells a story, is that there was a pogrom that they felt the Jews, you know, were holding by Parshas Ba'aloscha, v'chisavon l'chama b'yaratzecham l'atzara t'reischem, v'ariyosem v'chatzar t'ros, v'yizkartim v'nei Hashem okechem, v'nashatim v'yivechem, so they massacred them. So what we wanted to try to do was to ensconce the Bali Tosfos Kotis, you know, Tkiyas Shofar in a liturgical context, that they would realize, you know, b'ni musayhu inun askin. Kilomar, Tosfos says, b'chukeyam v'torasam, so there's no need, you know, for us to, you know, be so concerned about this Tkiyas Shofar. So, when we're no longer worried about Gzeres HaMalchus, why don't we do it? So Tosfos suggests is, you know, maybe Yafser Dever Lekilkulo, you never know when things could, when anti-Semitism can pop up again. I think we heard something about that recently. So, you know, because we never really know about that, Tosa says, you know, we'll play it safe, and that's why we're keeping things the way that they are, with a later Tkiya Shofar than we would normally do. Especially, you know, it's Yom Teruah, Yom Lachem, it should define the day. You know, you'd think you'd be doing it at Vasikin. This past year, because of, you know, the spacing restrictions, we were actually, like, blowing the shofar at, like, very early. It's, like, 30 degrees also. It's very cold. Anyway, that'll be a story for the grandkids, God willing. Okay. Midikamar b'shas ha'halam, michadar rosh hashanah lakahalam. Ma'atam ha'rabal, amr malach ha'yasharis, v'nei kadosh baruch, ribon shalom, v'nei mayin, yisrael, amr m'shiva lefanach, rashani, yom kippurim, amr lehem, efshar melech, yoshev, al kisei din, v'sevei chayim, v'sevei mesim, tzuchim lefanav. V'Yisrael Omrim Shira, as is recorded in the Gemara in Arachin as well. Shover Shal Rosh Hashanah Mavirin Alav Esat Chum, V'Emefakchin Alav Esat Gal. So if you're Rashi, you would probably assume that Chum is a din derabanan, the Reisofrim, the Ram would argue maybe a din deraisa. Mefakchin Alav Esat Gal, it's interesting, Rabbeinu Chananel presents as a din deraisa, that would be a malacha deraisa. What malacha would that be? Mefakchin Alav Esat Gal, what malacha would that be? Something for you guys to think about. He presents it as a din d'oraisa. Lo olin bi'ilan v'lo rochun agab behema. Those are clearly shvusin, right? Gzerim mishum kotzer. V'lo shatin al pnei amayim v'in chotchen oso ben medavr shum mishum shvush v'lo medavr shum mishum lo sasa. Aval imratza litein aso chomayim o yayin yitein. In ma'akben es atinokos v'lid koa, they're allowed to blow the shofar and Rosh Hashanah, play around. Aval misaskin imohem ad shi yomedu. Aval misasek lo yatsa v'shomei amin al misasek lo yatsa. We already talked about the idea of mitzvos, tzrichos, kavana in certain areas, maybe not by mitzvos like achilas matzah, but certainly by things like Megillah and halal and shofar. So my taima, shofar aseu v'yamtif ase v'los ase v'nase, the mitzvah of shofar, docha es los ase v'ase, that's apparently true, even if the violation would only be a din derabanan. Lo only be'ilan v'lo ruchun al-gabi behe, mahash derabanan amar t'lo deraisa v'baya zo v'in tzarech lomar zo, Ketani. So what is the de'oraisa? So Rashi says, Roch v'indikalamei reshama yachtuch z'mora v'ola b'ila indikalamei reshama yitlosh de'oraisa mibaya v'yesh gimgum d'abr. And there ain't I de'lo garsinan that Rashi rejects this gear, so he says, because those are clearly in yanim de'rabanan. So Rabbeinu Chananel, I noticed, because I was wondering about this, where do you see a de'oraisa example in the Mishnah before you get to Ein Chotchen Oso, that could really be a din d'oraisa under certain circumstances. So Rabbeinu Chananel makes the case that Tchum, okay, so that I can understand according to some Rishonim, being a d'oraisa, but in Mefakchen Alav Esagal, I'm not really sure what the Iser d'oraisa would be there. I don't know what Rabbeinu Chananel had in mind. Anybody has a thought about that, I'd be very curious. Michoritz, it didn't tiltle. Yeah, Ilan, what do you think?
The fact he says that it's based on Shabbos and mainly, and he's like, oh, also there happens to be a losa, so maybe like there are bands of Shabbos.
Yeah, I thought about that too. It's just that in Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, it seems like pretty clearly, he says, Pikuach agav avarasat chom shein iser mina Torah. Not sure what the Isser Min HaTorah would be. So maybe Hotzah, but already by Yantif, that's a little bit hard to say. I'm not sure. Just don't know. Shabbos, maybe. You know, if you say it's in Rosh Hasharabim or something. Okay, v'ein chotchen also v'ein medaver shum mishum shvos v'ein medaver shum mishum lo sase mishum shvos magala sekol lo sase sakina because magala is that's kol achar yad so hashem mishum shvos amart lo sase mivayin zov v'ein tzarech lomer zo k'tan yil ratzli ten lesocho mayim v'yayin yitin mayim v'yayin in meiraglayin lo even though meiraglayin would get the job done just fine. Right, so like the pitum haktores masis and money abashol he the tanya abashol omer mayim v'yayin mutter. So Meraglaim is aser because it's a bizayon to the mitzvah. So in ma'akvin is atinokos mitkoa hanoshin ma'akvin. Ve'atanya in ma'akvin lo as hanoshim lo as atinokos mitkoa b'yamtiv. Am Rabbi lo kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. Tanya daber b'nei Yisrael somchin. Ve'ein b'nos Yisrael somchos diber Rabbi Yehuda. Why was Rabbi Yehuda so concerned? Well, why can't they do, even if they're not obligated to do smicha ala karban? So what's the potential downside risk of nashim somchos? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, nashim somchos rishos. They can take on the mitzvah, right? Gadol mitzvah osa mishenu mitzvah osa. But at the end of the day, they could still get a schar, a kiyum. So what's all this about? So Rashi mentions a very fascinating consideration. Maybe there's an issue of Baal Tosef if you're not Mechuyah B'davar. That's a little shocking, right? Especially the way that we come down, that everybody agrees that there's a big kiyum in terms of, you know, Pater, unless there's something specific like Yohara or Gofnaki, you know, very specific technical considerations. There's a big machlokas about Bracha. That's this long Tosos that hopefully we'll get to in just a second. As much as we can, you know, as we can of it. But Baal Tosef is an interesting consideration. But what's a din prati to be concerned about by somchos? Yeah, Ilan? There you have it. Okay. So the Baal Tosef's layout, let me show you a few important points in Rashi. I'm always encouraging you guys to consider this. We talked about a chere shote bekatan. So he says, lo ma'akven es atinokos, deboy l'chinuchayhu, hanashim ma'akven depturos legarmet. They'll never be obligated. It's to say, shasman gramahu b'chitaki ike Baal Tosef. So you can't really compare Nashim and Kitanim. Yeah, it's true, they're both Einan Mitzuvin, but a very different kind of Einan Mitzuvah. Okay, so let's try to cover as much of Tosas as we can. So Tosas says, HaRabbi Yehuda, HaRabbi Yossi, HaRabbi Yehuda, Avagam, Nisam, HaSizim, HaRabbi Yehuda, Alach, HaRabbi Yossi, Wan, Dinimuko, Yimo. HaRabbi Yossi always trumps HaRabbi Yehuda, that's a Gemara in Erevin. U'maisi Rav, Demotze Tvilin, Michal, Ba'ashol, Haisa, Manachas, Tvilin. One, two, Ishto, Shalyona, Shahaisa Ola Laregel, right? And clearly mitzvah says Shazman Grama. In the case of Ali Laregel, Tulin is not as clear. It's a machokes hatanoim because whether Lila is man Tulin or not, you also have Shabbos and Yantif in the mix. But clearly they were miniach Tulin. Well, go to the Perek in Darshin. Devenu Lezras Nashim V'Samchov Nashim V'Delasos Nachas Ruach L'Nashim. This is a very important halachic consideration. So this always needs to be weighed. That when something is technically permissible, but we might not be so excited about it, the halachic factor of kedelasos nachas ruach hanashem is taken under consideration. Who remembers the tshuva of the Truma Sadash? I've mentioned to you a couple times. The Rama mentions it in a particular context. The question was, you know, at multiple levels. What about women holding the Sefer Torah? Which the Rama wasn't so excited about based on this Truma Sadeshin. What about women coming to shul? So the Truma Sadeshin felt, you know, women coming to shul, we could allow that. Lasos nachas ruach l'nashim. So obviously communal standards have shifted. You know, say if I was, starting a new position or something like that, and they asked me, position on women's issues, and I said, I think women can come to shul, Lasos nachas ruach l'nashim, so I think we could be lenient in that area. I think it might elicit some responses. You know, it would be an interesting conversation. So, I've been mekel, for that Truma Sadesh in my whole career. I consider myself a big mekel. It'd be very humorous. I don't know how well it would go overall, but that's a different story. So Rav Lichtenstein used to say that, you know, in certain contexts, he'd say, yeah, you'll never get the job, but they should know what a Ben Torah stands for. So he wasn't saying that about this Truma Sadesh news. But he would also employ this, Lasos Nachas Ruach L'Nashim, in a situation with women holding Sifrei Torah at certain times, certain kinds of women. I don't relate to that, but, you know, personally, but I think it's important that we should, you know, that you guys should be sensitive to this in your halachic thinking. Lasos Nachas Ruach L'Nashim is not Chas V'Shalom, Tosos' way of saying I'm a card-carrying feminist. Tosos was not a card-carrying feminist. But Lasos Nachas Ruach L'Nashim was well before there was a feminist movement that within a particular context, if the woman would find it spiritually elevating, then that is something that can be taken under consideration. Not as a chanifa, not as a way of saying that these people don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, so we have to make nachas ruach lahem. That's not what it means. Okay. Musaros levarich al mitzvos asi shesman gramba avagav depturus midavar mitzvah yir misaskos bahen kamo michal ba'shol again shahisigam mivarechas v'seidat arminam perikah chubam rav yosef mikar ammi mandam rhalach rav yehuda avdina yomitavag l'rabbanan Tilom if kadna ve'avidna, he didn't know this halacha yet of gadol mitzuvosa mi mishena mitzuvosa. Avim malkom depater min adaver ve'oseyu asim levarich imkein amai avin a yom mitava. Ve'alo hayamavsid brachos titzis ve'lulav u'tfilin and megillah ve'ner chanak ve'sukkah ve'avdala ve'kiddushayom brachos shalkri hashmash achris ve'arbis ve'chol brachos kulan. So the Bali Tosas are making this point in a pretty extensive way. They say, look, why would Yosef, who was a sagi nahar, been so happy about it if he was fulfilling all the mitzvahs, but he wasn't getting any other brachos? Brachos are so important. So why would he be so excited if he was mechuyav, but pater, he would have lost that in all the brachos. The only reason to be excited is if you assume that you can make a bracha even when you're not mechuyav b'davar. They were the ones that held the view al matzos and marim yochlu, that matzos like marim is banazet, it's only the rabbanon. V'masha yom mevarchin lo medaktik midi shmamina hechi devitiri shari devruchei, that even if they're potter, right, the Gemara has a dion, are they mechuyev, are they not mechuyev? But Tosfos likes this idea again based on various inferences, and you could be mechalik many times over between a suma and an isha, as Tosfos is about to do, but they like the idea that they're establishing precedent that Misha Patr B'davar Adayin Mivarech. Mishum Divarech Rach Shenetricha Vekar Misha Baltisa Laka Da'id Rasha Der Abonan. Maybe that's only an Asmach Tabi Alma Dan Reperek Misha Meso Savikara Misviyatsev Savik Lokara Choser Vekari Velo Asrinan Misavik Mishum Losisa Moti Shem Shemayin Levatala Da Asrin Reperekam Adetur Bechsev Shem Lokach Tira Hani Milei Below Bracha. That was talking about a situation where there wasn't a bracha altogether. So in general, I'll just give you the background, because we're sort of racing against the clock here, that in the end of the day, what Tosfos really thinks is a bracha shenetzrich is a bracha without any mitzvah context whatsoever. And the technical issue, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu, can be overlooked. Mitzivanu means that Klal Yisrael is mitzvah, that there's a tzivoy in this mitzvah, that I particularly am mitzvah. Tosfos was a little bit less concerned about that than, let's say, the Chachmei Sfarad were. Anyway, so now Tosfos, you know, admits that, you know, Katan is in the same as Suma, which is in the same as Isha, all the chilukim that you would expect. So at least was a chiyuv derabanan. The kachay yuchol nahosi achirim shema mina dinu nami derabanan. V'kim do chayv derabanan yuchol nevarich mo b'ner chanika v'chol mitzvos derabanan. So you say, you know, lo gara from a mitzvah derabanan mo mevarich. So even if they're mechuyev in a mitzvah deraisa miderabanan, they should be able to be varich as well. The principles of the Gemara would apply, whether you think it's based on shalavichu v'yagedicha zekinecha v'yom rulach, whether you think it's based on al pi atorah shayarucha v'mishpati shayom luchasasa. Right, we could go back in the other direction. Sometimes a child can be varech for his father. Rishir derabanan, negaber derabanan. Okay, but all of them in shiva. Motzi achirim de chovasim megillah. The Rabbi Yehuda k'tam megillah. Right, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda was at a katan, could be motzi achirim the megillah, etc., etc. Just to get to another point that Tosfos raises, skipping down just in the interest of time, So about 10 lines up from the bottom. Tosas says, if you must have rashed, you assume a chayim there, but if you should have to, you should have first of all, he is a male, and therefore he's part of the min of a bar chiyuva. Until a year, and part of the bechol mitzvos nimtzedin erog b'tavras yisrael klal. Aval isha ipatras la bechol mitzvos asei shazman grama. What are there six of them? You know, so even if she's going to be ptura from other mitzvos asei like talmud torah, in the end of the day, it's nowhere near the same scenario as a suma. So the Balei Tosfos admit that. Likewise, the last line of Tosos says, you know, you can't really bring such a great raya from Katan either. In raya the isha de Katan, balachal chia v'chay v'chanecho v'en mosar al lo sisa. He says in both directions. Number one, a Katan is going to be a bar chiyuva. That's one. And two, the second point, is not only is a Katan going to be a bar chiyuv, but he doesn't have the same downside risk in terms of the losa, say, of losisa, shem hashem, bukech, l'ashav. So the bottom line is, Tosos knows all of the criticisms of his view. He knows that Suma isn't a perfect paradigm, he knows that Katan isn't a perfect paradigm, but in the end of the day, he's just not that concerned about the losisa issue. He's not entirely convinced that that's an issur d'oraisa in the context of a bracha shein etzricha, number one. Number two, he doesn't really believe that it's a bracha shein etzricha because you're talking about somebody who is fulfilling a mitzvah, even if they're not mechuyah b'dabar, they're still a great kiyum. And so the Balei Tosfos find their rayos from Rav Yosef, you know, and Michal Bashaul to be more compelling. And this is, you know, the minhag that we follow, that women do make brachos on mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Okay, so a couple of very important points here. We talked about the nature of malchios. We don't want malchios to rizcha. We want it to be Usruas Melechba. We talked about a possible reading of the Gemara of a hierarchy. Malchios, then Zichronos, then Shofaros, based on the idea that the Malchios are the essential Kedusha Sayom. We talked about the relevance of Berovam Hadras Melech as a Din Prati by Halal, as well as a Din Prati by Shofar. We talked about the idea of Shemayachzer Debra Kilkulo. When it comes to delaying the mitzvah of Shofar, it really should have been earlier. Yom Teruah Yalachem, it's a day that's defined by Shofar, but we'll wait for it. The Yerushalmi that deals with that. We talked a little bit about the relationship between the Asay of Shofar and the Asay and Losa Asay of Yamtif, even if it's only the Rabbanan. I guess I made some notes earlier today that I wanted to get one final point across, that I thought it's possible to say that the Shavus factor getting in the way of Shofar, that in Mefakchen Alav Esagal, well, in Mefakchen Alav Esagal could be the derais if Rabbeinu Hananel is correct. But let's say it's you hold that Chum is the Rabbanan. Let's say it's Rochven Al Gabe Ilan or Rochven Al Gabe Sos or Olin, the Ilan. So what is that really? So I wanted to suggest that that could be a Din Prati as well. Because if the whole function of the Shofar, of the Cheft of Shofar, is to be Mala Zechronenu Latova, so we're going to be exquisitely sensitive in the context of Shofar that we didn't somehow enable this kol Shofar through, let's say, even in Aveira Dirabanan. And I know you're going to say, well, what about Shofar HaGazel? But, you know, in Bekol Din Gezel, we have a technical answer to that. But I think that Shofar has a unique sensitivity. As a Cheftza, which is supposed to be Mala Zichroneinu Letova, right, there would be something very untoward about, a violation of Hilchos Yamtif on the Yamtif, which is defined by Shofar. Zichron Teruah Yelachem, Yom Teruah Yelachem, the Yamtif Shel Rosh Hashanah should be Yamtif where the Shofar is really, the optimal Shofar. And I think that in the opposite direction too, not only do we avoid committing any Isser Derabban in our pursuit of Shofar, the fact is that the, minhag nafots, b'chol Yisrael, is to go for the shofar shel ayil. Now, according to the Rambam, that's an ikuv d'oraisa. According to everybody else, that's just a mitzvah min ha-mavchar. But the idea is, we want to choose the chafza, that's the optimal zikaron. Tiku lufana b'shofar shel ayil, kidei she'ezkor lachem akedas Yitzchak ben Avram. Akedas Yitzchak ben Avram is the paradigmatic act of submission, halachic submission. And so the idea of even Isurei Dirabban and even Shvosin, I'm saying Ilan without resorting to the Ramban, I'm just saying as a Din Prati in Rosh Hashanah, I think is particularly important. That which is going to be Amala Zichroneinu should really be the ultimate chafetza shel mitzvah, and to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of our ultimate commitment to His values, you know, Kadesha Ezkor Lachem Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avram. Okay, so much to do, obviously, in a short amount of time, but a lot for all of us to consider.